Good morning. A Tuesday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, the Electoral College vote officially affirms President Biden's victory, a milestone in process that Trump has tried to subvert, says the New York Times. The vote, devoid of drama, formalized President-elect Joe Biden's victory and put pressure on Republicans to acknowledge the outcome following 6 weeks of unprecedented efforts by President Trump to intervene in the process and change the results of an election he lost. Biden last night, addressed the nation, pointedly criticized President Trump for threatening core principles of democracy. He said it has been pushed, tested, and threatened. But he said it proved to be resilient, true, and strong. Your thoughts this morning?
Hey, David, I woke up in the middle of the night, but I heard the speech besides his cough, and I was worried about that. I think every time this guy coughs, Joe Biden, we're going to get nervous. Although we have a very strong vice president now, I'm not in any way indicating that it would be a good thing if she took over, but I am saying we are well prepared in case something terrible happens. You know, David, I really had a very good feeling about Joe Biden last night, that he's no sap. He's not a weakling. He was ready to say to Trump and to wag his finger at Trump, the Electoral College has voted. Stop the nonsense. Stop doing what you're doing. And I think it was a strong warning to Trump that he had a series of choices to make here. And one of them was to continue with this tomfoolery, making assertions that were sure to get some people very angry. And we have already seen the Proud Boys and others on the prowl and doing damage. I am telling you now, this is a terrible thing that he's doing, Trump. And Biden let him know last night that it was not acceptable. He didn't scream at him, but he said, basically, cut it out. And I was very reassured by that. And let's just see now whether or not we can carry through on this and put a stop to some of Trump's anti-democratic nonsense, which is really so threatening.
Attorney General William P. Barr is going to depart. Barr says the Washington Post this morning had undercut the president's assertions there was widespread fraud in last month's election. Just in general, the attorney general position so important as we watch who will become the attorney general in the Biden administration. And one of those names on that list, Governor Cuomo.
Yeah, and he went out of his way during his briefing yesterday to say that he wasn't interested. But of course, that's the way a smart politician would play it. Would say no, 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 no until he's really asked. But he kept saying how flattered he was to be included. It brought on a reminiscence of Mario Cuomo when he said he was delighted to be considered for the Supreme Court, even though he didn't want to be on the Supreme Court. Well, he and I had had some private conversations, which are no longer private, obviously, in which he indicated there was an agreement that that's the way it would go. George Stephanopoulos wrote a book. He said, no, we had it all set. He was ready to go. He was going to be. But Mario said to me, he'll never do that. So the shock of recognition as I heard Andrew Cuomo's words, which were so reminiscent about the attorney general's job with what Mario was saying about being on the Supreme Court.
He also had to answer for an accusation for former aide's sexual harassment allegation. He denied it. I totally respect a woman's right, fought for a woman's right to express any concern, any issue she has in the workplace. I support that. But the tweets were simply not true. This is an issue that can hurt a politician, certainly.
It can hurt anybody. Anybody can make an assertion, and anybody, let's face it, is going to get a certain number of people who are saying, yeah, that happened to me, me too, and I believe that person. So you lose something the minute somebody makes an accusation like that. So considering that, I thought that the way that the governor responded was appropriate. It didn't happen. It's not true. And that's all I'm going to say. The fact that the accuser, Lindsay Boylan, is running for Manhattan Borough president at this time and says she won't talk to the press about it because she knows that there are going to be specific questions on it. And she said, I'm not interested in making a big thing out of it or something of that kind. And yet she tweeted and started the whole thing. Listen. Cuomo may well have said something, which is, you know, you look nice today. The one thing we've all learned is you can't do that. You can't say anything like that anymore. That's done. So we have to understand that if men and women are going to be in the workplace together, that they have to be there in an equal position, and that's all there is to it.
Finally, Alan, the country has passed 300,000 deaths from the coronavirus. The Democrats are squeezed in COVID-19 relief talks. The aid still not getting to those who need it. A Queens nurse, the bright spot, becomes the first U.S. in the U.S. to get the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine as that is being rolled out. But how about this tweet from Robert Reich, the well-known economist, Alan? He wrote, America's billionaires could give everybody in the country a $3,000 stimulus check and still be richer than they were before the pandemic. If that doesn't convince you we need a wealth tax, I don't know what will.
Well, certainly that is what the Speaker of the Assembly and the Majority Leader in the Senate seem to be saying. You know, soak the rich. There is a dynamic here. You soak the rich and do they leave? Do they go to another state? And if you soak the rich on a national level, does it somehow affect the chances of Biden succeeding? The reason I say this is he won, and he won substantially with a coalition of people who thought he was going to behave in a moderate sense. So the question is, where do you draw the line? Should you soak the people who are making billions of dollars, millions of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars? There are going to be an awful lot of Americans who once thought, and this is the key to the whole thing, that they don't like the rich being soaked because someday, miraculously, they're going to be rich too. And they don't want anybody messing with their money.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. Thank you, as always.
Thanks, David.